This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne along with Steve Inskeep. Delegates from six nations today began discussions in Beijing on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Pyongyang has been at a standoff with Washington since it admitted last October that it has resumed developing nuclear weapons. At the insistence of the United States, North Korea's neighbors are participating in these talks. Japan, Russia, South Korea, and host China, all countries that have their own issues with the reclusive Stalinist state. NPR's Rob Gifford joins me now from Beijing. Good morning.
Morning.
How are these talks going, Rob?
We've actually had a couple of briefings about what's been going on. The South Koreans and the Japanese have given a little bit of detail about how the morning talks went. Even the U.S. side isn't giving any briefings at all at the moment. And it sounds as though it's gone relatively smoothly. They said that all the sides showed up. They shook hands. It was relatively amicable. And then all six sides sat down and laid out their positions and said where they stand on this issue, exchanged greetings, thank the Chinese for hosting the talks, and so far everything has been smooth. We don't know what's up ahead, though, of course.
How does it work with six nations involved in these talks? Are they physically all sitting around the same table?
Well, the Chinese government has laid on a massive hexagonal table for all six parties so that all six parties can sit at the table. But the U.S. side, of course, said that it would not meet directly with the North Korean official who is here. So what's happened, and we've just heard this, is that James Kelly, the Assistant Secretary of State, met his North Korean counterpart today on the sidelines of the meeting. We don't know, perhaps it was over coffee or during the lunch break, but a South Korean official says it wasn't part of the main body of the talks today, but on the sidelines, Kelly met with the North Korean vice foreign minister, and they did hold certain talks. We don't know the details of what was said. But of course, this is a crucial element of why everyone is here, and I think that will be seen by most people as some kind of progress here on the first day of talks.
Hosting these multilateral talks is a new role for China, isn't it?
It is. Well, they played host once before in April to the U.S. and North Korea. That has now expanded to these six-party talks. But the role in general is a new one. Chinese diplomacy has in the past been very, very low-key. The Chinese play their cards very close to their chest and don't always get very involved internationally. That really out of necessity has changed this year and in perhaps in the last couple of years, because North Korean, the possibility of a North Korean implosion or explosion or war of any sort on the Korean Peninsula is such a threat to Chinese stability. So out of necessity, they've come forward. They have reasonably good relations with the U.S. at the moment and with North Korea. So really, they're emerging as a sort of regional power broker. And I think they're sort of warming to that idea. And I think definitely we're going to see more of China's role in this capacity over the coming years.
And these talks last for how long, and any chance of a breakthrough during this time?
Well, they're supposed to last until Friday. They're supposed to be three-day talks. The last time the three sides met in April, they broke up early because the North Koreans came forward and said some quite aggressive things to the U.S. side. That could always happen. That could happen later today. It could happen tomorrow. But I think it's a measure of how low the bar has been set for to measure the success of these talks that diplomats here are talking about. Well, if we get to the end of Friday and the talks haven't broken up early because of whatever kind of vitriol being thrown across the table, and if perhaps we get a date for the next talks, then they will have been deemed a success.
Rob, thanks very much. NPR's Rob Gifford in Beijing.